Step one, wake up early, gonna rise with the sun. Step two, get some good, some food in you. Step three, think real hard about what you wanna be. Step four, everybody just do your thing. Wake up, today's
gonna be a good day. Welcome to another deep dive, everyone. Today, we're gonna look at pronunciation. Specifically, Academia BSB's approach to teaching pronunciation in English as a second language.
And what's really interesting here is that it seems like a core part of their curriculum. It's not just an add-on.
Right. You see so many courses where it's just kind of like, oh yeah, by the way, pronunciation. So I'm curious, how do they approach this?
Well, they really emphasize intelligibility and proximity to the standard register.
Okay, so in other words...
So it's not about getting rid of your accent completely, but it's about making sure that your pronunciation doesn't get in the way of people understanding what you're trying to say.
I like that. So it's about being understood, not necessarily sounding like a native speaker.
Exactly.
What are some of the methods they use to get there?
Well, there are two main approaches. They have what they call the quick study, and then they have smart study.
Okay.
So quick study is more for people who want to just see fast improvement with specific words. So they really focus on the pronunciation sections of their materials. Then they record themselves saying those words and then send those recordings to their teacher for feedback.
Yeah, that's a really practical approach.
Yeah.
Especially for busy learners who might not have, you know, tons of time to devote to pronunciation practice.
Right. And then there's smart study.
Okay, so what's that all about?
Smart study is a bit more in-depth. With smart study, learners will look for words that they're not sure about how to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
Then they look them up in a dictionary. They specifically recommend the Oxford English Dictionary online.
Okay.
They listen to the pronunciation, then they record themselves saying the word, and then they share the recordings with their classmates and with their teacher for feedback.
It's like a little pronunciation support group.
Yeah. I like that. So they really emphasize
it. It leverages technology in a really cool way.
And it gives you a community to practice with.
Right.
But how does this all translate to the real world? You know, how does this actually play out in situations where you need to use English?
That's what I'm curious about. What difference does it actually make?
Let's imagine you're in a meeting. You've got this amazing idea that you want to share with your colleagues, but they're having trouble understanding you because of your pronunciation. And you know, your idea maybe gets lost, or maybe even worse, it's misunderstood.
Yeah, that would be frustrating. To have a great idea and then not be able to get it across.
Exactly. But now imagine the same scenario, but you have clear, confident pronunciation. You can articulate your ideas really well. Your colleagues understand you. They're engaged. And you just feel empowered.
That's the dream, right? I mean, I've certainly been in situations where I felt like my pronunciation was holding me back. You know, and I can really see how that can impact your confidence, especially in a professional setting.
It's not just about being understood either. Academia BSB talks about how working on your pronunciation can also help you develop a more natural and fluent speaking style.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's not just about accuracy. It's about being able to express yourself confidently and authentically.
Yeah, I'm really liking this holistic approach. It's not just about mimicking sounds. It's about integrating pronunciation into your overall communication style.
Exactly. And they do this through techniques like things like minimal pair, stress patterns, intonation practice.
Yeah, I've heard those terms before, but can you maybe break those down a little bit for our listeners?
Sure. So minimal pairs are words that differ by just one sound, like ship and sheep.
Right.
So practicing minimal pairs helps learners hear those very small differences between sounds and avoid common pronunciation mistakes.
Oh, so it's kind of like you're training your ears to hear the nuances of pronunciation.
That's a great way to put it.
So what about stress patterns? I always found those a bit tricky.
Stress patterns refer to which syllables are emphasized in a word or a sentence.
Okay.
English is what's called a stress-timed language. That means the rhythm of speech is really created by where you place the stress.
Hmm.
So if you can master those stress patterns, your speech is going to sound much more natural and easier for native speakers to understand.
So it's all about finding the right rhythm, like music.
Exactly. Now, intonation, on the other hand.
Yeah, what is that exactly?
Intonation is the rise and fall of your voice as you speak.
Okay.
Think about how your voice goes up at the end of a question.
Yeah.
It's like adding punctuation to your speech, but with your voice.
Interesting.
Intonation adds a lot of meaning and emotion to what you're saying.
Right. So it's not just about the words themselves. It's about how you deliver them.
Exactly. And by mastering these techniques, you're not just improving your pronunciation, you're enhancing your overall communication skills.
This is really interesting stuff. But I want to bring it back to our listener for a second. Why should they care about all this? I mean, why is pronunciation so important?
Well, you know, clear pronunciation goes beyond simply being understood. It's about being able to connect with people on a deeper level. When you can communicate clearly and confidently, you build trust, you build rapport, you can express yourself authentically.
So it's really about creating genuine connections with others. I like that. It's not just about speaking correctly. It's about using pronunciation to make yourself understood and to build relationships.
And it can be transformative, both personally and professionally.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about the technical aspects of pronunciation, but Academia BSB also emphasizes this idea that pronunciation isn't just about getting it right. It's also about feeling confident and expressing yourself naturally. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, when you feel good about your pronunciation, you're more likely to speak up in conversations, to participate actively and really share your ideas without holding back.
It's like pronunciation is the foundation for confidence in speaking.
Exactly.
And that confidence can spill over into other areas of your life as well.
It can open up so many doors.
It's awesome that Academia BSB recognizes this link between pronunciation and confidence. It's not just about teaching sounds. It's about empowering learners to find their voice
and express themselves authentically.
This has been a fascinating conversation so far. I feel like we're just scratching the surface here, but unfortunately, we're going to have to take a quick break.
We'll be back soon.
Don't worry. Stay tuned.
And we're back, talking about pronunciation and how it can impact your confidence in speaking English as a second language.
It's almost like, you know, when you feel good about your pronunciation, you can just, like, relax and be yourself.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, how does Academia BSB approach this? You know, how do they help learners build this confidence?
Well, they understand that when you're struggling with pronunciation, it can make you hesitant to speak up. So they address those challenges head on.
That makes sense. So it's like, instead of avoiding those difficult sounds, they're saying, let's tackle them.
Right.
And they do this, I guess, through those techniques we mentioned earlier, like minimal pairs and stress patterns. Could you give us some examples of how those actually work in practice?
Sure. So let's say a learner has trouble with the NLS sounds.
Like ship and sheep.
Yeah, exactly. So through minimal pair practice, they would train their ear to hear the difference between those two sounds.
So they can distinguish them.
Exactly. And then with the help of their teacher, they would practice making those sounds correctly.
And eventually it just becomes second nature.
Right.
It's amazing how those tiny differences can really make a big impact on being understood.
Especially in situations where you don't have a lot of context to help you.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so what about stress patterns?
Yeah, so stress patterns are all about which syllables you emphasize in a word or a sentence. And English, as we said, is a stress-timed language. So those stress patterns are really important for the rhythm of the language.
Yeah, I remember when I was learning Spanish, I would always put the stress on the wrong syllable.
It happens.
And it would totally change the meaning of the word. And of course, then nobody understood what I was talking about.
It's a common mistake. But once you understand those stress patterns, it really does make your speech sound more natural.
It's like you're finding the beat of the language.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So what about intonation? I remember finding that a bit mysterious when I first started learning English.
Intonation is basically the music of your voice.
Okay.
It's how your voice rises and falls as you speak.
So like when you ask a question, your voice goes up at the end.
Exactly. And it adds a lot of emotion and meaning to what you're saying.
It's like, it's not just what you say, it's how you say it.
Right. And mastering these techniques helps learners understand how spoken English really works.
Well, so it's like, they're not just learning how to pronounce words, they're learning how to use their voice as an instrument of communication.
Yeah, and that's a key part of Academia BSB's approach. They don't just focus on individual sounds, yeah. They focus on all the elements that make up spoken English.
The rhythm, the stress, the intonation.
Yes, exactly.
Like they're teaching you to be a conductor of your own voice.
Yeah, I like that.
So we've talked about the benefits of improved pronunciation in general, but how does Academia BSB's approach specifically help learners achieve those benefits?
Well, as we said, they focus on intelligibility and proximity to the standard register. So it's not about erasing your accent completely.
Right.
It's about making sure that you're understandable.
So you can communicate effectively regardless of your accent.
Exactly.
And they do that by giving learners a strong foundation in all those elements of spoken English.
And they have those practical methods like Quick Study and Smart Study, which help learners practice and get feedback.
And the podcast Helpouts.
Right, so there's always support available.
I like that.
It's a very personalized approach.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, earlier we were talking about how pronunciation is about more than just being understood. It's also about connection.
Yeah, can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Sure. When you're confident in your pronunciation, you're more likely to really engage in conversations.
To put yourself out there.
Exactly, and that builds trust and rapport.
So pronunciation is kind of like a bridge that connects you to other people.
I like that. It's a great way to put it.
When you can communicate clearly and confidently, you can build stronger relationships.
It's a really powerful tool.
It's amazing to me how this one aspect of language learning can have such a huge impact on your life.
It really can.
I'm learning so much from this conversation.
Me too.
So we've talked about a lot of the positives, but what about the challenges? What would you say to someone who's feeling a bit overwhelmed by the whole idea of pronunciation?
Well, first of all, I would say don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's how we learn. And focus on progress, not perfection.
You don't have to sound like a native speaker overnight.
Exactly. It's a journey.
And it's a journey worth taking.
It is. And with the right support and guidance, it can be an enjoyable journey, too.
And that's what Academia BSD offers.
Right.
They provide that support and guidance to help learners achieve their pronunciation goals.
It's a really holistic approach.
I'm really impressed by what I'm hearing.
Me too.
So before we wrap things up, I want to touch on something else that Academia BSB mentions. They talk about the importance of mastering different accents and improving listening comprehension through their techniques. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the English language is spoken all over the world.
Right.
And there are so many different accents.
It's a global language.
Exactly. And being able to understand those different accents is a really valuable skill.
Especially if you're working or traveling in an international environment.
Right. And Academia BSB helps learners develop that skill by exposing them to a variety of accents.
So it's like they're training your ear to be more flexible.
And more adaptable.
So you can communicate with people from all over the world.
Exactly. It's about opening up your world to a whole range of different voices.
I like that. It's like pronunciation is a key that unlocks the door to global communication.
Yeah, I like that analogy. Wake up. Today's gonna be a good day.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We've
talked about the technical aspects of pronunciation, the connection between pronunciation and confidence, the real-world benefits of good pronunciation.
It's been a really fascinating conversation.
But before we go, I want to leave our listener with one final thought.
Okay.
Imagine for a moment that you could speak English with complete confidence and fluency. What would that feel like? What doors would open for you? What opportunities would you be able to seize? What new connections could you make?
It's something to think about.
It really is. The power of pronunciation is immense. And with the right approach, anyone can unlock that power.
And Academia BSB provides that approach.
They do. So if you're ready to take your English pronunciation to the next level, I encourage you to check out Academia BSB and see what they have to offer.
It's a fantastic resource.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of pronunciation. I hope you found it as insightful and inspiring as I have.
I hope so, too.
Until next time, keep practicing, keep learning, and keep exploring the amazing world of language. So we were talking about how mastering different accents can help you be a more confident communicator.
It's like you're expanding your ability to understand and be understood by so many more people.
Yeah, and I think in today's world, that's such a valuable skill. I mean, how can this actually benefit our listener?
Well, imagine you're at a conference, right? You're trying to network and you meet people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to understand them and having them understand you can really open up those opportunities.
Like pronunciation becomes this key to unlocking connections.
Exactly. And it's not just in the professional world.
Right.
Think about traveling, meeting new people from different cultures.
Those relationships become so much richer when you can communicate effectively.
It really adds a whole new dimension to the experience.
This has been so eye-opening. I mean, who knew that pronunciation could be so powerful?
It's all about communication, right?
Yeah. So before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listener with something to think about. What if you could unlock this new level of confidence and fluency in your spoken English? What would that be like?
What doors would it open for you?
What new connections could you make? What incredible things could you achieve? It's pretty amazing to think about, right?
It is. It just shows you the potential that's there.
Absolutely. And that's what we've been exploring today with Academia BSB.
Their approach to pronunciation is all about unlocking that potential.
It's about empowering learners to find their voice and to express themselves with clarity and confidence.
And to connect with the world around them.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive, and I want to thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
I hope you found it as insightful as I have. Until next time, keep practicing and keep exploring the incredible world of language.
This podcast was created by Academia BSB as a learning tool to one of our courses. You can check this file's metadata for credits and go to academiabsb.com.br to find out more about this and other audio exercises. Academia BSB. It's not only about the language, it's about communication.